about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Gentlemen, right this way.
Yeah, let's do it. Come on.
Let's go in there. Let's go. Let's do it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Nobody can beat Casey Gideon.
No, why is that? Because you...
stuck them high and I let them fly.
That's what I thought, yeah.
I stuck them deep and I sell them cheap.
They can't compete against you, Crazy Gideon.
They cannot. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm crazy.
That's right.
And if you don't vote for me, you're crazy.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. People love him.
Is this going to be like one of those horror movies where we open the door and everything's normal and we think you're crazy, but then there really is a killer robot, and the next morning you find me impaled on a weather vane?
TV stations need to remove that TV show because they cuss a lot.
And now.
Wow. That is a very savvy analysis right there.
Our feature presentation.
That we're known for. Very savvy analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show. It's Tuesday morning.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Bean. Good.
How are they? Oh.
I'm so quick now.
Yes,
you are. It's the last day of July already, you guys.
It's bizarre.
Tomorrow's August.
I know.
We need a Christmas shop.
Yeah, once it's August, that means it's back to school. And once it's back to school, it's Thanksgiving. And then at Thanksgiving, obviously, you're already too late for Christmas. So clearly the year is over. Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you, Bean. Have you already done some Christmas shopping?
I've done a little bit.
No,
I've
done a few.
A couple of things, yeah.
I've done a little bit.
Kills me.
I'm not a guy who goes out and bangs it all out, months early or anything like that. But when you see something that you know is going to be great for somebody, even if it's in the summer, you might as well buy it. There's no reason to make a mental note and have to remember where it is and come back.
Agreed.
So that's all. That's all I've done is I've just picked up a few things. So, all right. Here's a bizarre story for you today. Remember yesterday we were talking about our little friend down there in Florida who lost his hand to an alligator?
Yes.
Sure.
Well, here's another hand lost along with some other body parts. This is so bizarre to me. First of all, the story comes from Cumming, Georgia.
Mm.
Is the name of that town. And she is a cancer survivor, a 32-year-old cancer survivor named Haley Reinhart. Excuse me, I got that wrong. Hannah Reinhart.
Okay.
She suffered from Hodgkin's lymphoma, but has been in remission for 7 years. So you'd think that the worst of her health problems are behind her, right?
Yeah.
Right, and we all have only so much negative to go through in life, and she's already spent hers up.
Yeah, she beat the cancer, yeah. And she's doing great, and she's 32 years old, and she's healthy. Well, she either got bitten or licked or punctured somehow, they think, by her dog. She has a one-year-old puppy. And something in the saliva caused an infection.
Oh, no.
Called, and I'm sure I can't pronounce this, it's called Capnakikatahaga.
Oh, I hate it when you get that.
I do, too.
Never heard of
that's
that.
That's the worst.
I've never heard of it. You probably still haven't heard of it the way I pronounce it. Anyway, so she got real sick. They put her in a hospital. She had a 103-degree fever, and then things got worse from there. Now, she's in a drug-induced coma where she has been for a month, and when she wakes up, they're going to have to explain to her that they had to cut off her hands and her feet.
Oh, my God. All four?
Yes.
Oh my God.
No.
Just let me die.
Seriously.
That
how
is unbelievable.
Her husband says it's basically like being struck by lightning. It doesn't happen. It's just one of those crazy, bizarre stories that, that just are one in a million. The bacteria infection led to septic shock. And as I said, now she's in a drug-induced coma. And I would think, I guess that's good because you want to give the body as much rest as possible to heal from that many serious amputations. But B, no one wants to wake her up and give her that news, right?
No. You know what? Let's keep her in drug-induced coma for another week. We're not ready.
Yeah, no kidding. Where do you even start with that kind of news?
I don't know.
Well, I think she's probably going to notice relatively soon.
No, I don't mean that.
When her face itches. And then you're going to have to go, about that.
I mean, maybe they can put some hooks on real fast before she wakes up. But I mean, as her eyes are flitting open and she's not fully aware of what's going on in the bed, I don't know. Do you tell her first thing before she notices herself, or do you just let her kind of find out on her own?
No, you got to tell her.
Yeah, I think you do.
I would think you have to tell her. But how are you walking around healthy and she's like that?
Hey, wake up, Stumpy.
What do you mean? Why are you calling me Stumpy? Well,
you're going to laugh about this later.
Later. A month from now, you're going to look back and you're going to go, that was crazy.
What are the chances?
Right now, you might not find it very funny. But here's the deal. We had to take your feet and hands.
Hey, honey, you want to play third base?
Nice.
What do you do with the dog at this point, by the way?
I thought about that, yeah.
What happens to the little puppy? He's a year old. He didn't do anything wrong.
Well, she can't take care of him. Yeah, I mean, she has her husband, but...
I don't think you do anything to the dog.
You can't...
You'd have to give it away. You'd
probably
have to give it to a proper owner. But wow.
So the dog can go on and take some more hands and feet from other people?
Look, the dog has... Something happened with
the dog's saliva.
So that dog still has that disease?
I don't know. I mean, would you be willing to go to bed with that dog wrapped around you, not knowing whether the dog still has the thing that caused your wife to lose her limbs?
No, I would not.
So
that dog
would
be on its own. I think I would set it free. set it free in a prison someplace.
This story has troubles. I'm telling you, these people. I mean, look, whatever we're complaining about today. You're not Hannah Reinhardt, who one day is petting her dog and the next day has no arms and legs, is in a coma in the hospital.
Poor
at
Hannah.
32 years old,
honey.
By the way,
you know how some people can use their feet and their hands? You're not going to have the use really of either.
I sure hope she has a good sense of humor.
Welcome back.
That is an adjustment.
You can still watch
right
movies.
There.
You can. Let's look on the positive side. You're not going to have to get a job.
Let's start with the good news.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I believe you will burn in hell.
We're going to have Jessica Biel on the program today.
That's what I'm...
Stop that.
...talking about.
From Total Recall. Very excited about that movie.
Even Dwight Howard's shoulders.
That's ridiculous. She's
amazingly
beautiful.
She's a beautiful woman.
We also have escape plans. You have a police escape plan. We found out that I did for a long, long time. Still sort of do. Omar has one. In case the police come for you.
Yeah, I think it's a certain type of person.
I do too, because Bean's
like, honest.
I don't even understand this topic. I was like, trust me, we'll get plenty of calls. It's people who run afoul of the law have escape plans.
Uh-huh.
Omar's involved in the sewers. What's he, watching too many Batman movies?
And is this because you think as California's worst driver that someday they're just going to show up and arrest you?
I do not... take California's worst driver to be literal or truth, as
okay.
That is a lie from the DMV.
Many other reasons.
How dare you? We're all going to die from the zombie bees, so you got that to worry about. We're going to give you tickets to the world premiere of The Campaign, starring Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about Justin Bieber, the worst neighbor in the world. And we've got thanks for that tweet, Bean.
Oh,
come on.
That's the best day ever.
As well, we'll take a break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
TMZ had a story about back in 2005 that Katie Holmes was watching this happen. Like, some of the other kids were going through what they call SEC testing, S-E-T testing, and they would ask them questions. And the first question they asked them, what has somebody told you not to tell?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Wow, that was a marathon, not a sprint.
That
I'm impressed.
The half hour with Kevin.
That was the showbiz beat while you were gone, Ralph. That's what that sounded like.
SEC testing, S-E-T. Of course,
right.
SEC. S-E-T.
Of course, you spell SEC very carefully.
Very clearly. It was
yes.
SEC.
Yeah,
of course, it was S-E-C, but then you spelled it S-E-T.
Right, that
happened. To make it set.
Right.
Yes.
I would like someone to diagram that sentence for me.
Not possible.
5:52, it's Tuesday. Ralph is here doing the showbiz beat the way it's meant to be done. What's going on?
It is Tuesday. That means we take a look at the new releases on DVD and CD and TV shows on DVD. New CDs in stores and available online for you to purchase today. God Forgives, I Don't. By Rick Ross. Well, Rick doesn't sound like a very forgiving person.
No, he doesn't,
I gotta say. Candy Coated Fury by Real Big Fish. Finally, a new Real Big Fish CD for us all to enjoy. And the Toadies.
Yeah!
A new CD as well. Play, period, rock, period, music, period. By Toadies. DVDs, The Hatfields and McCoys. A smash hit miniseries. Took a lot of people by surprise how well it did in the ratings. Starring Kevin Costner and Bill Paxton. That's available in a box set if you want to pick that up. LOL, starring Miley Cyrus and Demi Moore and Ashley Greene. That movie came out?
What?
Yes, that was one of the lowest
theater?
One of the lowest box office movies of the year, yeah.
Wow. Well,
it's a disaster.
If you missed it in theaters, now you can ignore it on DVD, so congratulations. TV shows on DVD. The seventh and final season of Melrose Place is finally available on DVD for you Melrose Place fans. Volumes 1 and 2 are available today, so you can pick those up. While we're talking about things like music, you might be interested to know that the VMA nominations came out this morning. The MTV Video Music Awards, the 29th annual such awards ceremony will be coming.
Isn't it funny that they still have these awards?
When was the last time you saw a video for a song?
Yeah, I guess, well, they don't want to give up the TV show, which is what they do now. They make TV shows. Here are the full, not the full list, but some of the highlights from the list of the nominees. Video of the Year. Boy, this just sounds like a list of songs we would never play.
Okay.
Katy Perry.
Sure.
Wide Awake. Her video is nominated for Video of the Year. Oh, here's a Gautier. We play them. It's him, rather. Somebody that I used to know. That's got to win, right? For Video of the Year.
I haven't seen the video.
I would guess.
You haven't seen the video for that? The one where he's all painted in the geometric shapes and he comes to life off the wall and then she's there
kinda
next
hides
to him?
The wall. You haven't seen
that? Oh, you know what? I guess I saw the SNL parody of that. That's what that's now
close
it makes
enough.
Sense what they were doing.
That's also up for Best Video of the Year.
Yeah. Rihanna, We Found Love. Drake featuring Rihanna. Take Care, and MIA with Bad Girls. Rihanna and Drake, by the way, leading the pack of nominations with 5 each, followed by VMA darling Katy Perry with 4. Best New Artist, Janelle Monáe, We Are Young, with Fun. Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe.
She's got to win. What if that'll win?
She's got to win.
Yeah, she has to.
Frank Ocean for Swim Good, One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful, and The Wanted, Glad You Came. Let's talk about some videos we would care about, like Best Rock Video, Coldplay for Paradise.
Okay.
The Black Keys, Lonely Boy, Linkin Park, Burn It Down, Jack White, 16 Saltines, and Imagine Dragons, It's Time. You can find the entire list online, but not a lot in common with us and them.
No.
When you look at this show, but if you're interested, they're out this morning. You can check them out. Congratulations to Elizabeth Berkley. Big week for Saved by the Bell cast members. Mark Paul Gosselaar got married over the weekend, and Elizabeth Berkley gave birth to her first child.
Wow.
A son named Sky.
Sky. A son named Sky.
Isn't that kind of a girl's name?
I have known little girls with the name Sky.
Hmm.
Oh, well, famously, there was a character named Sky Masterson in the Broadway musical Guys and Dolls. So I guess guys can be Sky, too.
I know a radio guy named Sky Daniels.
Sky Daniels. Bing, bong, bing, bong. Let's look at the time and temperature.
What if your name was Asshor?
What if Sky Cole's name was Asshor?
That is a good question.
Elizabeth Berkley is 40 years old and gave birth to Sky back on July 20th. She and her husband, Greg Lauren, married in 2003, so they've been together for a while. Did you guys cover the Santa Claus versus Disney story last week?
I don't believe so.
Did not.
This shocked me. You know, if you go to Disneyland... And this famously happened a couple weeks ago, I guess. A young lady and her boyfriend, a couple teenagers, super Disney fans, went to the Magic Kingdom. She saved up all her money so she could take her boyfriend on a trip there. And they went. She went dressed as Tinkerbell.
Okay.
And was immediately tossed out of Disneyland.
Why?
Because you cannot come dressed as a Disney character to Disneyland.
Oh.
They already have characters there.
They got that covered.
Yes. And they do not like to confuse the patrons by having multiple Tinks running around.
Yeah, you don't want multiple Tinks.
The multiple Tinks, by the way, saw them at The Troop. Great band live. So if you show up as Mickey or Captain Hook
or
Peter Pan or whatever, they will toss you out because they say it creates confusion, especially for the little kids because they have standardized characters that walk around. They even have characters dressed as Chip and Dale, those little chipmunks.
What?
Yeah, believe it or not.
I've heard those people are crazy.
They're
though,
nuts.
Inside those
suits. Douchebags. But so that's understandable, I think. That they don't want to confuse the kids, and there's a standard. They don't want you acting up as Tinkerbell or whatever,
out of line
with the Disney, you know, rules and regulations and stuff. And yeah, I could see where that would cause problems for them. However, last week, let's see what his name is here. Thomas Tolbert is his name. Thomas Tolbert was thrown out of Disneyland because the park said he looked too much like Santa Claus.
Wait, he didn't dress up like Santa Claus?
No, he's just fat and has a big white beard and long white hair.
Wow.
And they tossed him out.
I don't think they can do that.
I don't think so either. They don't own Santa Claus.
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
In fact, Talbert said Santa Claus is not owned by anybody except the world. But apparently they thought he looked too much like Santa Claus and was confusing visitors.
Just a minute, Ralph. I'm sorry. I'm just getting something in my headphones here.
Okay.
Yes. All things Disney does is are great.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes,
well,
they are fantastic. 100%. We support them.
Well, then I apologize.
They should have kicked that guy out.
What was I thinking?
Liddler!
In the news, sources from the set of Liz and Dick are telling the New York Post that Lindsay was a nice, quiet girl on the shoot. However, she had the annoying habit of not learning her lines until they were just ready to shoot the scene, which apparently caused some delays in
that
filming.
It seems like it would be really embarrassing for an actor. I'm not an actor, but it just seems like if everybody's sitting around waiting for you and you don't know your lines,
yeah,
that really embarrass you?
You have very few jobs,
right,
as an actor, really, when you get on the set. Actually, you have two jobs. One job is to know your lines, and the second is to say your lines.
Act like you don't know them, but say them.
Right, and then move naturally to the appropriate spots for the camera
weird
people. So I can imagine that would be annoying if that was the case. But other than that, they said she was very well behaved, a nice, quiet girl, and everybody was very pleased to work with her. So her offset shenanigans apparently did not translate to the
Maybe
set.
She was just yelling, line, and it's not what she was talking
she
about.
She wanted just a big grail. She wanted a bump. Yeah. And Lindsay, of course, played Elizabeth Taylor in that film. And you'll be happy to know that Elizabeth Taylor is very happy these days.
Is she alive?
Nope.
Okay.
But she's very happy, according to her ex-husband, Larry Fortensky. Remember that name?
Sure. Yeah.
This was the seventh husband. Right. Construction worker she met at rehab, and they fell in love. Well, he is telling anyone who listened that he talks to Elizabeth on a regular basis via a psychic.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great news.
He said the experience has helped snap him out of a deep depression. He's happy to reconnect with Liz. He says he wants everyone to know that Liz is quite happy. She's no longer in pain, and she is watching over her kids and buddies.
Huh. And he went to a psychic to be told that.
Yes, he did.
How about that?
Everybody's happy.
I mean, I thought she was just dead.
Nope. She's very happy. Some people are happy dead. You never know. You never hear those stories like, yeah, we got in touch with him, and boy, is she miserable. She does not like heaven, and she is not. She doesn't give a rat's ass about you or any of her old friends.
She hated us all.
She is not looking. She's not looking out for you at all.
She's trying to put roadblocks right in front of you.
The other cheek. Today's celebrity birthdays. Drummer Bill Berry from REM is 54 years old today. Big day for drummers, by the way. Coldplay drummer Will Champion is 34. Actor Wesley Snipes celebrates his 50th birthday in prison. Fatboy Slim, 49 years old today. J.K. Rowling. Harry Potter author is 47 years old. Actor Dean Cain, he used to be Superman back in the day, 46 years old. B.J. Novak from The Office is 33 years old. Avenged Sevenfold singer M. Shadows is 31. And little Rico Rodriguez, who plays Manny on Modern Family, celebrates his 14th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We love the summer movies. We'll talk to Jessica Biel from Total Recall coming up later on today's Kevin Avine Show. And we'll give you tickets to the red carpet world premiere with Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis for their new film called The Campaign. That's coming up in less than 1 hour from right now, right here on the Kevin Avine Show.
Yes.
Come on.
Time
for
Dance of That Tweet Bean.
Dance of That Tweet
Bean.
Really? You guys didn't tell me about this?
Oh,
what?
Stop it.
To everyone mocking my queen tonight, go on. I love her enough for both of us. Wonder if she sings God Save the Me, though.
Oh, my.
This was Friday night during the opening ceremonies, and there was pretty much universal hate for the queen.
Yeah.
And
from
then,
you. Universal hate from you.
It was for me, but it was also universal as well, Mr. Bean. And then you decided
everybody loved
to tweet
Mr. Bean.
That.
What are you talking about? His performance was great at the opening
and then
ceremony.
You decided to tweet that. And
I felt tweeted, somebody should defend Her Majesty because
your queen. Did you say your queen?
Yes, I did.
Yes, he did.
I love her so, and I have my
That's
whole
right.
life.
Tweet.
I will always defend her, and I will not apologize.
The hundreds of millions of dollars that the British are spending are well spent on that woman. I'll tell you that.
Do you think she sings God Save the Me? Do you think that happens?
I do wonder
That's
about
right.
that.
Tweet.
I think NBC should make the commercial break so long we forget what events we're watching. never mind. They must have heard me already.
You got to admit,
don't
some
need
of those
clarification.
Commercial
don't
breaks are pretty long during the Olympics.
That
tweet.
Beam.
Is that what you're getting at, that they had long commercial breaks?
They're actually,
couldn't pick that up, really.
If you, don't,
point,
if you don't mind my saying, Bean, they are actually, a lot of them, very short.
Uh-huh. The not the ones. Breaks. Not the ones when I was watching, I'll tell you that.
Overlooked in all this Michael Jackson family drama is that we all just accept that his kid is called Blanket.
Thanks for that
tweet.
Bean!
That's a pretty good point, by the way. We
How
do
old
just
is
accept
that,
that
Bean.
Tweet.
Bean!
You're making Blanket jokes? Really?
Kid's got to be like 7 or 8, no, but that's my whole point timely. Is how have we just now accepted that that's what the kid is going to be called
because
is Blanket?
The kid is 7 or 8.
Hey, Bean, if you don't
right.
mind my saying, yes. I speak for Ralph, I speak for Lisa, I speak for myself. We understood your point. We don't need further clarification. People
saying.
Are accepting that Blanket is his name. Got
but
it.
Why
that's
are we
right. sweet. Don't
Bean.
Care.
Just saw a guy walking around with a 6-foot python on his neck. That's entirely a hey, look at me move, right? Nothing in it for the snake.
Oh. Thanks for that tweet. Bean.
It
am I right
to me,
or am I right?
It's
don't
always
say anything.
The last line. It really oh, digs the hole to the bottom,
oh,
right?
No, that's his punchline, the hole to
okay,
hell.
Okay, and then that last line comes in, and
it's
you're like,
okay,
oh, dear God.
Way.
Nobody cares about the guy that walks down the street with a snake on his
and
shoulder.
And we've all seen around Venice Beach, guys walking around with snakes, and we've known for 40 years that that's a look at me moment. No need to point that out.
That's an older joke than Blanket.
Understood.
Thanks for that
tweet.
Bean!
God damn it. Kid Rock.
Okay, that I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't even get why that's a tweet. I don't even know why that exists.
Is
that
no, we don't
Thanks
want
for that
it.
Tweet.
Right. I think we're fine not
Let's
understanding it.
Just funny to imagine nope. that Kid Rock is a thing that exists that we that
How?
Used
no.
to be popular.
But that's not even that's a Sam the Armenian Comedian
and,
joke.
And we accept that his name is Kid Rock.
Come yes, on, we
that
do. Thank you.
Too?
Hey, enough
tweet.
From you, the woman. The guy whose name is Rock. Wow, that's weird. Time for a new tweet. Bean.
And he's not a kid.
It wasn't about his name.
Great news! Fred Willard just signed on for the porn parody movie Anchor Hand.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
God.
Sweet.
Thanks for that
tweet.
Bean!
Are you kidding me?
We need to put that in Will You Take That Back, too.
Are you kidding
that
me?
That was day of. I thought it was appropriate. Because
it wasn't, but
he
it's
was
not,
in a theater.
Right,
he was
but that's not even, again, you're Anchor. Getting into Armenian comedian territory where it doesn't even make sense.
Anchor hand.
Stop
really?
Laughing. Stop
that's,
laughing.
That's not even
Thanks
a thing.
That
tweet.
That's not even a joke.
It's not a,
it's not
thing,
a thing.
No,
it's
neither.
Stop tweeting that.
That guy in the news this week with the world's largest penis just seems cocky to me.
Oh. You can't give yourself a rim shot.
Thanks for that
tweet.
Bean.
That was the band leader. I didn't do that.
Man.
Unbelievable.
All right, come on. We've got to be done by now. What's going on?
I wish.
I, too, wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Hashtag truth.
Oh, him with his lyrics. Or whatever that was.
Why? What's with all the Ralph? What's going on with you?
We hate your tweets.
Disgusting.
What part of it do you not understand, Horrible. Bean? Are you missing the point of this whole break?
I think I might
Stop
be missing
tweeting
the point
bad
of,
stuff.
Of my whole life.
Look. Do you ever think Suri ever uses Siri? Because I think that would just be confusing to them both.
Okay, I think that's a little funny.
Oh,
Lisa.
Thanks
for that tweet. Bean!
That made me laugh.
Oh,
thank you for being part of this the problem rather than the solution.
Oh,
thank
you. God
wow.
damn you.
Right. We're done. Let's go out on a high note. We're done.
What's
well, right.
the high note
here? There's none!
Garmin Remix. Nice.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
Green Day, Gorillaz, Black Keys, and Blink-182 all coming up next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat now on a Tuesday.
This Robert Pattinson, Kristen Stewart breakup, it's just getting uglier by the minute. As you know, of course, by now, Kristen Stewart had an affair with her Snow White and the Huntsman director.
Why would he? What's the draw? Why? What? How?
Who knows?
She's not.
The heart wants what heart wants. That's what they
Kevin,
say.
Kevin, do you ever eat something just because it's there? You're not even hungry. It doesn't even look good, but it's just there, and you just put it in your mouth.
But what if it looks nasty and smells a little?
Oh, come on.
No, the answer is no.
Oh, this is from the guy who got Chinese food out of the garbage. Remember?
That's right.
Yeah, went out to the garbage and brushed
Chinese food back outside garbage,
in.
Right.
Yeah.
That smelled good. That was that was still safe.
Now, the wife is saying that the relationship was going on for longer than just the momentary discretion, apparently, that Kristen Stewart was describing.
Oh, because that's all we've heard is it was just that second.
Yeah. And the split between R. Pats and K. Stu getting very contentious. They are no longer living together. Moving vans are seen outside their home, separating their property and moving it out of that house. They're both living now in separate locations while that house gets sorted out. And now they're arguing over one of their most precious possessions, their dog. Taylor Lautner. No, their dog Bear is apparently the name of the dog. They both rescued the mutt from a shelter in New Orleans. And apparently Robert Pattinson wants his dog to help heal his broken heart. But Kristen Stewart, rather, is saying she would not give up the dog without a fight. So now they're having a custody battle over their dog, Bear.
And what are the Twilight fans going to do?
Oh, I mean, do you have to pick sides now? You have to be a team one or team the other? Is that how it works?
Here's the thing. September 6th is the VMAs on MTV, and they are scheduled to be presenters together. I'm guessing that probably won't happen.
Oh, that's going to be magic.
And then in November, there's a big publicity push, of course, for the last Twilight movie that they have to do. So
maybe this is finally what we need to see, a little emotion out of Kristen Stewart.
You think?
Maybe.
No, I think it's just going to make her even more dead inside.
These girls, man, they're getting on my neck.
Speaking of the VMAs, September the 6th is the date for the show. We'll air live on MTV. The nominations came out this morning. Full list of MTV Video Music Award nominees was released. Here are some highlights. Video of the Year, Katy Perry, Gotye, Rihanna, Drake featuring Rihanna, and MIA are all nominated for Video of the Year. Drake and Rihanna, by the way, lead the charge going into the awards show with 5 nominations each.
Boy, that's a great song.
Katy Perry has 4. Which one? The one with Drake and Rihanna, Take Care?
Take Care. Great song.
Yeah. Best New Artist, Janelle Monáe with Fun, We Are Young.
Mm-hmm.
Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe, Frank Ocean, Swim Good, One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful, and The Wanted, Glad You Came. Best Rock Video, Coldplay, Paradise, The Black Keys, Lonely Boy, Burn It Down, Linkin Park, Jack White, 16 Saltines, and Imagine Dragons, It's Time. So those are some of your nominations. I hope Linkin Park wins. I like that video. It's good stuff.
I do too.
Yeah. I mentioned yesterday that Katie Holmes was seen with a new boyfriend, in quotes. She was kissing a mystery man as she head out for a lunch date, or so people thought. Turns out it was just her attorney, Jonathan Wolf.
I'd kiss him too.
That she was kissing. Yeah, thank you so much.
You got me out.
I'm free. So everyone can relax. She doesn't have a new boyfriend. Just her attorney. Settling some stuff. And how would you like to help out Octomom? Don't you have a soft spot for Octomom?
Nope.
Nadia Suleiman?
Not a bit.
Come on, she's got 14 mouths to feed.
Yeah, she needs to get rid of some of those and give them to good homes.
She has lost her home. Her property went into foreclosure last month. So she's looking to get a new house, and she needs to put $150,000 on a new home.
Right.
As a down payment. So, like any responsible mother of 14... who is a part-time exotic dancer who's now making the kind of money she needs to buy a house. She has set up a page on a crowdsourcing website called GoFundMe.com so fans can make a donation so that she can put a down payment on a house.
Does
so
she's, have
you, sure,
fans?
You sure it says GoFundMe?
Yes, GoFund, okay. F-U-N-D-me, GoFundMe.
She's saving the other for later, Bean, when this doesn't work.
Yes.
Right. Did you see her on the off-ramp of a freeway with 14 kids? Begging.
Holding a coffee can in one hand and a baby
Someone
in the other.
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
Yeah.
She doesn't get that we don't have sympathy for her because she made consistently bad choices
Give
throughout
her money.
She
Give her money.
Bad choice after bad choice after
she
bad
She had 6 children when she went into...
Two of whom were special needs, I think.
I think so.
Of those six.
When she decided she was going to start fertility treatment, she already had six kids.
She needs money. Just saying.
She needs the state to intervene is what she needs.
And Peter Jackson announced he's changed his plans. He originally was going to make two movies out of The Hobbit, a first half and second half prequel to book to the Lord of the Rings, of course. He announced yesterday that he's going to do a trilogy.
He's a total f***ing asshole.
The Hobbit is such a huge story. He announced yesterday on his Facebook page that he's decided to expand the concept to three films. And he said he's watching the rough cut of the first movie and a large chunk of the second with his co-writers. And he said, we just have to make it three. So this is good news for Bilbo fans. They'll be happy to see a three-part
Hobbit. This is weird
Hobbit
because
story.
He did those Lord of the Rings, the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And then he said, I am done. I don't want to have anything to do with The Hobbit. I'm walking away. Right. It's somebody else's job.
He was going to produce it. He was going to produce The Hobbit, oversee it, but someone else was going to direct it.
I don't want to do it. Then the circumstances worked out that he ended up doing it, and now he's making three movies out of it. So basically he's investing the next 10 years of his life in it.
And his first and the last 10 years were invested in Lord of the Rings. So
Good movies, though.
He's spending a lot of time with J.R.R. Tolkien.
Living in Middle Earth.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Bill Berry, drummer for R.E.M., is 54 years old today. Actor Wesley Snipes celebrates his 50th birthday. Well, he's in jail right now. He's probably not celebrating it, but it's his birthday.
What kind of celebrations go on in there?
Fatboy Slim's 49. J.K. Rowling, author of the Harry Potter novels, is 47. Dean Cain, former Superman, is 46. Will Champion, he should be a superhero, too. Coldplay drummer, he is 34. B.J. Novak from The Office is 33. And Rico Rodriguez from Modern Family celebrates his 14th birthday. He's back to work there. They all got new contracts over there at Modern Family, so they go back to work this week. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
What's up with the Zombie Bees? Got that for you this hour. Plus tickets to see Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis in person at the red carpet world premiere of the new film, The Campaign. And also, well, on the big screen in their new film called The Campaign. That's coming up in Jessica Biel an hour from right now here on The Kevin Mead Show. First, though, you enjoy watching the Olympics yesterday, Kevin?
Yeah, I got home from work, turned it on just to see what was on, and it was women's volleyball.
Nothing wrong with that.
By the way, they are unbelievable.
How about that Brazilian team, by the way?
The U.S. is ranked number one. The Brazilian team is ranked number two, and they were playing yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And the U.S.'s star, Destiny Hooker, got 23 points on the day, and she led the U.S. to a 3-1 victory over Brazil.
Now, Destiny Hooker is an unfortunate name for a young woman, and it seems like you would be condemning her to a life of being either a stripper or a hooker, if that's her name. But she's managed to defeat the odds and become an Olympian.
And here is Hooker out of the University of Texas.
Getting a little too aggressive with her hands there.
See, it seems to me like you would want Hooker to be more aggressive with her hands, right?
What? They're talking about playing volleyball.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So then, if you have a good player, you like to set him up.
Combination play. Hooker inside of Harmada.
Okay, so what happened is one girl would move to one side, and then Hooker got inside, and then nailed it. It was unbelievable play.
This is a super fast set that's been developed for Destiny Hooker on the backside.
She's best on the backside, I think. Hooker's best on the backside.
Again, just talking about position on the volleyball court.
Right.
That's all, Kevin.
That's what I'm saying.
Destiny Hooker, nice job on the tip.
Sometimes.
Oh, come on.
Sometimes all you need is a tip. You don't need a spike every time. Sometimes just the tip suffices.
Again, good job by Hooker to be there for the tip.
Gobbling up all these tips right now.
Sounds like you're doing it on purpose.
Sometimes you need somebody that's over there that's like a vacuum just gobbling up those tips. So
just
in Brazil,
sucking everything up. Up that's moved.
She's
right?
All over. That's what I'm saying.
She waits for high balls. She's slow to fast in her approach.
And then back to slow again, I hope. Because that's a little bit better.
Destiny Hooker saw a nice picture on Facebook connecting with Kobe Bryant again here at this Olympic Games.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm willing to bet he's here.
Oh, no, he's in a lot more trouble than we thought.
Oh, man.
Because he's hanging out with a hooker
Destiny
in London?
Hooker hooking up on Facebook again.
I think you're hearing things that you want to hear.
What are you talking about?
Now let me turn your attention to another young female athlete who is causing I won't say controversy. She's
Hey, I love her, man. Be careful.
She's raising a lot of eyebrows because she's a very unconventional athlete. Her name is Holly Mangold, And she is a weightlifter.
She's appropriately named. I'll say that.
She is a big, big girl. We got to meet her yesterday, and she's got an odd sense of humor. And she said something that we're going to get to in a minute here that is one of the most troubling things I've ever heard an Olympic athlete say. And I want you guys to tell me if I'm overreacting or if it scares you too. But listen up.
Now for a look at a weightlifter who might be considered the most colorful athlete here at the Olympics.
Which, by the way, is ridiculous. She is white.
I don't look like an athlete. I trip walking across the room, and going up the stairs, I run out of breath. You don't go to the Olympics thinking, oh, I'd really like to get eighth. That's super fun. I was slow. I was kind of fat, but I was good.
She, by the way, I can't tell whether it's just self-deprecating or if she's really down on herself, because the impression I get is that she's not a happy person with herself physically.
Well, look at her.
Look at her. She's a beast.
Right, but isn't she...
She's Beast from that. From Glee.
Isn't she kind of a beast, though, because that's what's necessary to perform in the sport that she loves, is what I would think most athletes would say.
I swear, Bean, I've been flipping around, and I've seen some of the other women weightlifters, and they're not huge.
How much do you think she weighs? I think she was a beast and then decided that she could weightlift.
She's 1,000 pounds.
If one. She is in this interview wearing a t-shirt that says, running sucks, by the way. So I get the impression that she's... And this is an Olympic athlete. She's not really that interested in being in the best shape of her life. And I just feel like she's not really happy with that. Like, she would trade being an Olympic athlete to be a size 4. I get the impression.
I think all women would trade whatever they have to be hot. Same with guys, by the way.
Let's see more of what Holly's talking about.
Meet outspoken, gregarious, comical weightlifter Holly Mangold. All of 350 pounds. Whoa. Just 22 years of age.
Ow.
350.
Yeah. At 22.
Competing just 4 years. Why this Olympic sport?
By the way, 4 years ago, she started weightlifting. Now she's in the freaking Olympics. Why is there not a lot of is there not a lot of competition in that sport?
I don't know, but why this sport? She can't sprint.
She can't do anything else.
Honestly, I loved football, but I'm realistic. I'm 5'8", female, and like 350. I'm not going to the NFL. Like, that's not happening.
Speaking of football, her brother is Jets All-Pro center Nick Mangold, who was always there for his younger sister with guidance and support.
And food.
His advice is always just very simple. Just do it.
Holly, who squats over 500 pounds, has trouble convincing people she's really an Olympic athlete.
Now, this is just kind of sad, by the way. You make it all the way to the Olympics, and then you're walking around, and people are like, who's the fat chick who crashed the gate?
Seriously, I'm in the Olympics.
It's not the athletes, it's other people that come around. I had someone ask me, where's my guest pass?
Remember the Jeremy Lin story where he lived on his brother's couch? This one is even stranger. That's because the college dropout has lived everywhere.
By the way, no further explanation in this story as to what he meant by that.
Really? Leaves it there?
Yeah, she lived everywhere. What do you suppose that means?
What does that mean? I don't know.
Just sleeping on whoever's couch he could talk into?
Well, it must be.
It would break, and then she would have to move on.
So how does this story end?
All right, here's the part. Now, again, we're talking to Holly Mangold here. She is the 350-pound Olympian representing the United States in weightlifting. How does the story end? This struck me as bizarre and cryptic. You tell me what she possibly could be referring to here.
Well, let's hope this story ends August 5th with some, you know, something hanging around my neck. If it's not a medal, you know, might be something else.
Okay, she's making a joke about hanging herself.
Is she talking about hanging herself?
Like, there's rope, like there's rope strong enough.
I mean,
about suicide.
She has to be. What else could be hanging around her neck?
Right. What Olympian is joking about, I hope I win a gold, but if I don't, I'm just going to kill myself. That can't be healthy.
She's joking. She has to be joking. She seems like she has a sense of humor. That has to be
even
funny.
If she's joking, funny. Who makes that joke? What athlete makes that joke that I'm going to take my own life if I don't win a medal?
Holly Mangold.
Something hanging around my neck. If it's not a medal, you know, might be something else.
I'm just saying, let's put guards on her. Let's keep a close
eye intervention.
On her,
maybe pearl necklace.
Maybe
she's going to treat herself to some jewelry. What?
She sounds fat.
Maybe Destiny Hooker can give her some tips.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 7:25.
Do you love Will Ferrell like we do? Do you love Zach Galifianakis like we do? And by the way, Jason Sudeikis also in this movie. We're talking about The Campaign. You get to see it more than a week early. World premiere, Grauman's Chinese Theater, is this Thursday night in Hollywood. If you want to go and see it a week before it opens on Friday, the 10th of August, you can call right now at 1-800-520-1067. This is for Will Ferrell fans predominantly, and it is not an easy game. That's all I can tell you right now. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls coming up next.
I would like to read an article verbatim. This is what it says. This is not me exaggerating or trying to whip people into a needless frenzy. Bean, I need your gigantic, scary music stab for the end of it, please.
Okay.
Two sentences. Zombie bees are not science fiction. They are real and real.
You said two sentences.
I know, but they are real, and then that sentence went on. It's all right.
Oh, there's more. All right, let's take it from the top.
Zombie bees.
Too soon?
Are not science fiction. This is happening, people. Yeah. Zombie bees.
We already have enough trouble with the bees.
The bees were dying. I don't know where the zombies are coming from. But
well, they think, Lisa, this may have something to do with the bee collapse, with the loss of honeybees. You know, they've been trying for years to figure out why the honeybees are dying out. They think zombie bees may be part of the problem here.
What? I guess what happens is little flies lay eggs in the bees, and then the bees die, and then they just wander around the desert.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Just walking around in circles and stuff.
Oh.
That's sad. I don't want to hear about sick bees.
And then these little flies are born, and then they go try and lay their eggs in other bees. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Jeez.
What's happening to the animal world?
There is a website, by the way, called zombiewatch.org, and it's zombie, but the B is spelled like the B, B-E-E, zombiewatch.org. And they say that Southern California, Central and Southern California, and South Dakota are where the zombie bees have been found so far. And, of course, their fear is that it's going to spread along the whole country and then around the world and do even more damage to the bees. So we asked producer Dave who he could line up for us to talk about the zombie bees, and I think, Kevin, if I understand the king correctly, I think we actually have some zombie bees on the line with us.
Oh.
Brain.
You saying brain?
Brain.
Or rain. Yep. I can't tell.
I don't know.
Brain.
Okay.
The country of brain?
What you don't have.
Oh, wow. Brain. Hey, how dare you?
So you're a zombie bee.
Yeah, how's it going?
How's it going with you? We're fine. How about you?
Not so good.
Not good.
I got a fly inside me.
Yeah.
It's devouring me from the inside out.
Right.
Which is a drag.
It does seem like a bummer.
Yeah.
That's no fun at all.
It takes away my free will and just makes me a zombie.
That's
zombie, right.
Yeah.
So you're basically just wandering around waiting to die and hoping to spread the flies to other colonies, right?
I'm not hoping to do that. It's not my will.
Mm.
My will has been taken away. I am now a mindless zombie because the fly pupa inside of me is using me for nutrition and controlling my nervous system.
Mm. That seems like
that's
a bummer.
Terrible.
Isn't it amazing how well I understand this?
It really is.
And yet I'm powerless to help myself.
It's ironic.
You're so smart, but you can't do anything about it.
I know. It's horrible. Horrible to be a zombie.
How long would you reckon you have?
Oh, well, I don't know. I reckon I'll go down to the general store and see if somebody from the Pony Express can tell me, cowboy. What the F? I thought I was the one without the brain.
This is a bee who's sick and dying, yet he's still making fun of us. What's going on here?
I reckon I will, partner.
It's racist, man. Why the keys got to be black? Hey, Jessica Biel in about 20 minutes or so right here on the Kevin Bean Show. Rob's got the Showbiz Beat coming up. First, though, how about some tickets to go see the new movie with Zach Galifianakis and Will Ferrell, two of the funniest guys in the world. It's called The Campaign. You get to see it Thursday night. Doesn't open until a week from Friday, August 10th. It's called The Hardest Game in the World.
Presenting The Hardest Game in the World.
Good morning, Mr. Announcer Man.
Good morning, Kevin Andy.
So, we haven't played this game in a while, but my recollection, Mr. Announcer Man, is that this game is not easy for the contestants to win. It's very difficult, right? How's this game played?
All we'll do for you is play you the title of a Will Ferrell movie. You just need to identify that movie. Oh, wait a minute. I almost forgot. All of the titles will be backwards.
Yay!
That sounds hard.
It's a hard game.
All right, who's our first contestant?
First up is Crystal. She's in shipping and receiving. Yeah.
Hey, Crystal.
Hey.
Are you ready?
We apologize for the sexual harassment for Mr. Announcer Matt. Are you ready to hear your Will Ferrell movie backwards?
Go for it.
There you go. Good luck. You can hear it twice, and then we need an answer. That's once. Here it is again.
Is that the whole movie, or is that just the title?
That's the title.
Just the title.
Wow. All right. What do you think, Crystal? Think of the longest Will Ferrell title you can.
Longest?
Do you know any Will Ferrell movies?
Let's go for, I don't want to see Talladega Nights.
You'd be better off if you did.
Talladega Nights.
Let's hear it and see.
Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Close enough, as far as I'm concerned.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Wow.
You win, Crystal, even though you don't deserve it.
I like how she didn't want to say Talladega Nights. By the way, that's a long movie title, Mr. Announcer Man.
It's the longest title in the world.
I don't think so, but who do we have next?
Next up is Chuck. He's a physical therapist.
Hey, Chuck.
Good morning, Kevin and Dean and Lisa.
All right, leave it to the professionals. I don't go into your ear. You work and move legs around.
How dare you?
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Here's your movie.
See the bets.
One more time.
See the bets.
Yow.
Not very easy.
Blades of Glory.
Step Brothers.
Thanks for playing, though.
Oh, nice you're try. Not so clever now, are you? Smart ass. I'm glad he lost.
All right, Mr. Nelson.
I hate Chuck.
Take it easy.
Next up is Joe. He's a bartender. I like him already.
Hey, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are good. You ready?
Yep.
Here's your Will Ferrell movie.
Here's not me mid the sock.
One more time.
Here's not me mid the sock.
Boy, this is not an easy game, Mr. Announcer Man.
Hardest game in the world.
That is very, I'm not sure, but I'm going to go with Kicking and Screaming.
Casa de mi Padre.
Oh.
That's a good guess, though. Good
Spanish
guess.
The Spanish one.
The yes. Spanish one. Sorry, thank you.
Next up is James. He's a street sweeper. Whoop, one more time.
Try again.
He's a street sweeper.
Hey, James.
Hey, party people.
You ready for your movie?
Yes, sir.
Here you go.
Flat.
One more time.
Flat.
If you don't get this, you're bad.
Yeah, this is, could not be any easier. There's only three letters in the title, and you can hear them all.
This is not the longest title movie that Will Ferrell has.
Just take that backwards.
Come on. Then he uses the F word.
Yeah.
Everything's wrong with him.
I bet he's a street sweeper.
He's a bad man.
Next up is Ryan. He's a salesman.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Ryan.
Ryan, you understand it was Elf, which is essentially
oh
the same
God,
backwards
as
sport.
No,
right? Good.
Fla. All right, now let's see how you feel when you miss yours.
Fla.
Fla.
Here you
Fla.
Go.
Hooks and loop.
One more time.
Hooks and loop.
No idea.
Oh, come on!
That sounds the same backwards as forwards!
Old school.
Yes!
Yeah!
Who told you?
Old school.
Nobody told me. Okay. I seriously just thought of it.
All right. Congratulations. You got it.
You win, you lying son of a bitch.
If you're just joining us, we're playing for the world premiere tickets of The Campaign. You get to see it Thursday night at the Grauman's Chinese Theater with the stars Will Ferrell, Jason Sudeikis, and Zach Galifianakis in attendance. Who's next, Mr. Announcer Man?
Next up is Brian. He's a lifeguard. Ooh.
Hey, Brian.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Very good, thanks. Here's your Will Ferrell movie.
He in the garden, our button is down low.
What?
Careful. Careful.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Can I play it again?
Yep.
Yeah, it's just words backwards.
All right, here we go.
In the garden, our button is dead love. And I'm
Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy?
Yeah. Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy.
Nicely done. I'm so happy you got that.
So happy to move on and talk about anything else. One more. How about one more?
Let's talk to Crystal. She's a supply intern.
Good morning.
A supply intern? What the hell's a supply intern?
Supply chain intern, shipping and receiving.
Nope, didn't understand a word of that.
All right, something about shipping and receiving. All right, listen up. Here's your Will Ferrell movie title backwards.
Solomon Al.
One more time.
Solomon Al.
A little more comfortable with that one than the last one.
Yes, say it again.
Yes.
Yes.
Land of the Lost.
Nicely done.
I think we get out while we still have a license, Mr. Announcer Man. Thank you for playing the game with us today. I'm just saying, Jessica Biel is going to be on with us in a couple of minutes here, Kevin. Show a little decorum, a little class,
yeah,
a little taste. Don't be
about.
Creepy, Kevin, is what I'm saying.
I know
you're tempted to bring up inappropriate things and giggle and be all sexy. But don't, okay?
No,
just be professional. Just
someone,
be professional.
Someone had tweeted me, 85% chance of Creepy Bean showing up during that interview.
That's what
the over-under is at, 85%.
It's pretty high.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat right now. Jessica Biel coming up right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin DeBeat Show.
I would say the actual percentage is much higher, actually. Than
higher than 85?
Oh, yeah.
So might as well just go 100.
I think it's 100% chance just that Creepy
matter
Bean
when.
Will show up.
I'm not going to be Creepy Bean.
You're
Bean
always.
Is like the zombies. He just can't control himself. He's just infected by the creepy fly, and he just his will is not his own.
Yeah. There's nothing he can do about it.
Now, having said that, if she comes on to me, what do you want me to do?
Kill yourself.
See if you can fend her off,
Bean. Because you just peeked.
That's right. Just take yourself out. Name changes in the hip-hop world aren't exactly new.
Right.
P. Diddy.
Yeah, P. Diddy's changed his name about 19 times. Old Dirty Bastard, remember he became Big Baby Jesus?
Sure.
And then Osiris?
That's sure. Right.
Mos Def recently announced he wants to be called Yazzin Bey.
Oh.
Yeah, first he was Mos, then he was Def. And then now he's Yazzin Bey.
That's not going to catch on.
But who'd ever thought that Snoop Dogg would change his name?
What?
Snoop Dogg is no longer Snoop Dogg.
That's an awesome name, though, and it's worked for 20 years.
I want to bury Snoop Dogg, Snoop said in a recent interview. Apparently, he was in Jamaica. He met a high priest at a temple.
Oh, no.
And the priest said, what is your name? And he said, Snoop Dogg. And he said, no more. You are the light. You are the lion. From that moment on, Snoop says, it's like I had started to understand why I was there. So now Snoop is a reggae artist.
No. You're making
What's
this
up. What's happening?
You're totally
What's happening?
Making this up.
He is a reggae artist, and his new name is Snoop Lion. Snoop
oh, come
Lion.
On. Snoop Lion.
He is not Snoop Dogg anymore. He is Snoop Lion.
That is not true.
He is the light. He is the lion, according to High Priest.
That is a false rumor.
And that is his new direction. This is real reggae music. This isn't Snoop Dogg's take on reggae. This is real reggae by Snoop Lion.
Doesn't have the ring.
Ralph, I get that he got high in Jamaica and promised a lot of weird crap to some dude. But that doesn't mean that he throws everything he's built his career on out the window to start over.
He's been working with Rowan Marley, the son of music legend Bob Marley.
He just needs to come down once, just for a minute, and then he'll realize he wants to be Snoop Dogg again.
Snoop Lion's commitment to real reggae music is genuine, Snoop says. So, ladies and gentlemen, I play for you. Here's a little taste.
This is real?
A little taste of Snoop Lion's new reggae jam.
Them a walk and a talk about this a one. Them a laugh and go on about that a one. Hey, what you want, you can't get it, get it. And the problem will get real dirty, dirty. Say, who feels it knows? And I suppose that you never know.
Is there a style of music that's more conducive to weed?
No.
Than reggae?
There is not.
When the bees won't be grown, no.
That single is called La 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 La.
Nope. Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion. All right. From the upcoming album, Snoop Lion's album Reincarnated is the name, and that's the first single off that album. You can go to krock.com, by the way, if you want to hear the whole song. We've got it posted there along with the story. But
let me ask you guys this.
Here's Snoop Lion.
When he's doing reggae, he sounds like 1,000 other artists that are doing reggae.
Yes.
I don't get what the point. That's not a win for me, the music fan. When he's doing rap,
I don't think he cares about you, man. He's trying to express his true nature.
Right, but when he's rapping, he's unlike any other rapper. He just sounds like Snoop. Nobody else sounds like Snoop. That's why I need him in rap.
Tonight, Snoop Dogg gets real and keeps it crack-a-lackin'.
Yeah.
Him will have a problem.
La 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 la.
Who feels it knows?
la 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 la.
By the way, I don't hate this. That sounds like perfectly serviceable reggae. Who
feels it more? I believe we've had enough.
Yeah. Kevin wants to smoke a big bong and just listen to that all day. Yeah. The zombies, he's cutting off. But this, he wants to hear all day. Yeah. That's right. No time for the zombies. But
nothing but time for this.
He just wants to play track after track from Reincarnated, the new Snoop Lion CD. Oh, this makes me sad. Fred Willard.
Now what?
He has lost his second job since that lewd conduct arrest.
He hasn't died, Bean. That's your death thing.
PBS already fired him as the narrator of their new series, Market Warriors. And ABC was airing episodes of the show Trust Us With Your Life that he hosted.
But that improv show.
It's a very funny
Greg
show.
Proops.
Yeah.
They pulled the last two original episodes of that. They pulled them from the lineup. And they're going to replace it with reruns of Wipeout.
Really?
He didn't kill a guy, right?
No, he did not.
Not that we're aware of.
And by the way, he
hasn't been convicted of anything.
No, he wasn't. He was simply arrested for lewd conduct at that adult movie theater on July the 18th. He has not been convicted. He's already apologized. He went on Jimmy Fallon to say he was embarrassed by the arrest. But now, PBS and now ABC has cost him some work.
Well, that was a miscalculation.
That makes ABC look bad, not Fred Willard. That's embarrassing. You're not guilty until proven innocent, kids. Come on.
Tragic.
It's terrible.
And I heard he's going to be in a porn parody called Anchor Hand, which makes it even worse.
You didn't hear
that?
Saw
that on Twitter. I did. I saw it on Twitter.
I wouldn't read Twitters from that guy.
You wouldn't? Nor would I. Comedy Central's announced the lineup for their Roseanne Barr roast on August the 12th. Entertainment Weekly reports that Sharon Stone, Carrie Fisher, Katie Sagal, Seth Green are going to be roasting Roseanne Barr. Sharon Stone doing stand-up, really? Really?
Wow.
That's a big risk.
Why the rush to roast Roseanne Barr?
She's hotter than ever. I guess they're waiting to think they could write all those macadamia jokes. Showtime has announced The Big C has been renewed for a fourth season. However, this will be the final season. Laura Linney's character, who has cancer in the series... no word on how the series is going to end, but I can take a guess.
Yeah, at the end of the last one, her cancer had been...
In remission?
In remission, because she was undergoing some special treatment, but now it's back.
Oh, well, there you go.
So.
Yep, with a capital C.
Yeah. Borges, also returning on Showtime, and Weeds has an upcoming series finale on Showtime that answers a lot of questions the network promises during the TCAs. Right now, the Television Critics Association is talking to all the networks about their shows.
Weeds isn't lost. It's not like we have a ton of questions.
Turns out what she was selling was pot. And I don't even know if Bean would want to see this movie. Mike Love of the Beach Boys says that there's going to be a movie based on the band's music. It'll be like what Mamma Mia did with ABBA. He says, apparently they're doing a big budget motion picture based on the music of the Beach Boys. John Stamos will co-produce. Will John Stamos ever get enough of hanging out with the Beach Boys?
No.
By the way?
He loves them.
Yes, he does.
No!
The story is being written by the woman who wrote the screenplay for Aaron Brockovich.
Oh.
Mike says you can expect characters in the film named Barbara Ann and Rhonda. So there's no surprise there.
No!
Sounds like that Across the Universe movie they did about the Beatles.
Yeah, right. And I mentioned earlier in the week that Bret Michaels, he was working on his biopic.
Right.
His life story. The movie of the Poison frontman was going to be produced by Bret Michaels and his buddy Charlie Sheen. They were working together on that. Well, don't expect there to be a romantic wedding ending to that movie. He's just announced that he is not marrying his longtime girlfriend Christy Gibson, even though he proposed to her
what?
A couple months ago. They have called off their engagement. So I don't know if things are troubled there or not, but they've been together for 18 years and have two daughters, but maybe it's just too soon to get married. So I'll have to
they're
wait
not
to see.
Sure.
Today's celebrity birthday is Rico Rodriguez. He plays Manny on Modern Family. He's 14 years old.
He's a total asshole.
Oh, come on. We love Manny. Revenge Sevenfold singer M. Shadows is 31. DJ Novak of The Office turns 33. Drummers Will Champion of Coldplay and Bill Berry of REM celebrate their birthdays today. Will's 34 and Bill is 54. Dean Cain, former Superman, on The Adventures of Clark and Lois. He is 46. Didn't he face you once in a celebrity softball game, I
baseball.
Believe? Was it a baseball game?
Yeah, that sounds
you were pitching.
Familiar.
You were on the pitching mound, weren't
pitching.
You? And Dean Cain was at the plate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You pitched.
I had already walked in about 8 runs.
Right.
The first one
I got bouncing a lot of pitches. Remember the story correctly?
The first pitch I got over the plate, the first strike
you threw a strike.
Finally.
Good.
He hit so hard it's still in the air.
Well, he is Superman. It's hardly your fault.
I mean, crushed.
You should have thrown the kryptonite ball. But you were saving that for later?
I didn't have any good junk that I was saving. I was just trying to get it over the plate.
Harry Potter. Author J.K. Rowling is 47 years old. Fatboy Slim's 49. Wesley Snipes turns 50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Three big sold-out nights at the Will Turn for that band right there next month. They are called Fun, period. If you want to get your banjo on, go to that show, is what it sounds like. Kevin, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why is it I can never get my friends from high school to call me, like, right now so that I can say, ooh, I have to get back to you, talk to Jessica Biel on the phone? Why doesn't that ever happen? Why doesn't the timing ever work out like that?
Nobody likes you and no one calls you.
Well, that's the point. However, we are talking to Jessica Biel, one of the stars of Total Recall, opening everywhere on Friday. We have been so psyched about this movie for so long. And ever since we saw the trailer, we really can't wait. Hi, Jessica. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. I'm good. Hey, don't worry. None of my high school friends call me either, so don't feel bad.
That's sad.
We're glad to have you on. Total Recall is a movie, the original of which was so long ago that a lot of people listening probably never even saw it. But you guys started from scratch and went back to the original sci-fi story. What's awesome about the story that Philip Dick wrote called Total Recall?
Well, it's a really kind of dark look at a sort of dystopian world, and a character has some real questions about identity and about sort of what's real and what isn't real. And it's sort of something that I feel like human beings are always kind of interested in, always fascinated about, you know, a post-apocalyptic world and you know, this question of who am I and what am I here for and is it all real?
Yeah, if, you know, your perspective on the world is all you have, if that's false, then what happens? That's what's fascinating about this movie.
That is. I guess if what happens is people start to run after you and chase you and you don't know what's going on.
Now, you're a good person or a bad person? Because you're shooting and you're kicking and then you save him in the air, you catch him in your car, and then you're flying away and Kate Beckinsale's in it.
Well, I mean, I guess that's up to your perspective, isn't it? I could be good. I could be bad. Who knows? Go see the movie. I think you'll love it.
Oh, what a tease.
You have done, look, most of the things you've done have been, I call them regular movies, not the big sci-fi summer action movies. I know you were in Blade and you've been in a couple other things, but this really had to have pushed you to the limit in terms of what you have to do as an actress. This is a whole nother level, a whole nother set of skills when you're making a film like this, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, you have to maintain sort of your emotional state and understand where you are as a character, and at the same time learn all these crazy fight sequences and these really hard choreography and learn all this martial arts and hang off wires and float through the air. And it's really hard. You have to just be able to do a million things at once.
Speaking of which, you have a fight with Kate Beckinsale. And apparently, I was reading a different interview where you were saying that that basically Colin Farrell and everybody on the cast was there that day because they wanted to watch you two go at it.
Well, Colin was in the scene.
Oh, he was, okay.
So he was definitely in this small space, this kind of contained area, and he's fighting a robot as the same time that Kate and I are fighting next to him in the space. And it was kind of hilarious because Kate and I usually, when we're working separately in these kinds of movies, fight big giant monster people or, you know, stunt guys, vampires, you know, we fight dudes.
Right, sure.
And now we're fighting each other. And, you know, it's Kate Beckinsale. She's like this iconic statuesque woman and her husband's the director. I mean, I was terrified.
Now, did you fight like girls or did you fight like men?
We fought like men on screen, and then we apologized like girls off screen.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I hope I didn't hurt you. I'm so sorry.
Pretty much. It was like the most polite fight. you've ever seen in your life. Once it was, you know, and cut. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Did I get your hair? I think I cut your hair in my jacket. No, you didn't get me. Oh my gosh, you're so pretty. No, you're so pretty.
Let's go have yogurt like and get mani pedis.
Exactly. It was hilarious.
This is the voice of Jessica Biel here on the Kevin Bean Show. We're talking about, of course, her film Total Recall, that we gave out tickets to be on the red carpet this week with the actors from the film. And, of course, the movie opens up on Friday. What's it like being in Total Recall and only having two boobs? Do you feel a little underdone compared to the other lady who's in the movie?
I feel less of a woman, I have to say.
Yeah, because, I mean, you think you've got it going on, and then the three boob chick shows up, and you go, hey, wait a minute.
We can't compete with her. We can't.
Well,
everyone loves her.
Between you and Kate, though, there's four.
That's true. As long as you guys stick together, you do kind of win.
So you win.
You're right. That's true.
All right. This is an amazing cast. I just want to ask you for a couple of words about some of your co-stars, because Colin Farrell, who is a great actor, it seems like has been away for a while. I'm so happy to see him back. What's that dude like to work with?
That dude is great. He's incredibly focused at work and an incredible collaborator. Very generous.
He seems hilarious too. He seems like he'd be really fun to hang out with.
He is. He's got this really playful spirit, and he's just like a bouncy ball, like just bouncing all around set, happy, cool to be around, interesting. It was really nice. It was really nice to work with him.
And the last one I want to ask you about, because it freaks me out every time I see the trailer, is I now can't get used to Bryan Cranston with hair. He's almost creepier now that I see him with hair again after all the years of watching him as Walt White. How about working with him?
So true, right? That hair is sort of the life of its own as well. he's incredible. He's the most lovely guy. He's the sweetest, funniest, most jovial person, and so talented. And it literally, him as a person is the most exact opposite to the characters that he's been playing and portraying. He's not creepy in the least.
That's how good an actor he is, that he can be that guy on Breaking Bad who we're all afraid of. And yet, yeah, you say he's the nicest guy in the world.
He's so sweet. I love that guy.
Well, it sounds like you're talking about a dream set. If we find out in 6 months that you guys all hated each other and you're just lying to us for publicity for the movie, I'm going to be very disappointed, Jessica Biel.
Well, no, you should just hire me. That means I'm a really good actor.
That's true, indeed. If we could hire you, we would.
Hey, please come do traffic for us, would you?
Hey.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, what time do I have to be up, though? That's the question.
Only
you can come in whenever time you
Anytime.
Want. We don't care.
Oh, okay. All right.
The movie is called Total Recall. It opens everywhere on Friday. The website is welcometorecall.com. Jessica Biel, I'm so glad we got a chance to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the Kevin DeBean Show.
Guys, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
As you know, all this week here on World Famous K-Rock, we are hooking you up with Jack White tickets. He is phenomenal live. You will have a great time when you go see him at the Shrine on either August 10th or the 11th, and then you're also qualified for the grand prize drawing. We do Friday for K-Rock Road Trip USA 2012. Stop number 5, Jack White again, this time at the Voodoo Experience in New Orleans. Kevin, I can't believe you're not going to be there.
New Orleans is so great.
Jack White, Green Day, Skrillex, and 80 other bands at the Voodoo Experience. Details at KROQ.com. Your chance to win is coming up.
I was so happy the other day when Omar told us his story about how he had an escape plan from work. Because I've always had an escape plan from my house in case I needed to run from the cops. And I always thought, like, I'm the only one that I know that feels that way.
Now, let me ask you about that. And, Omar, I want to get to your escape plan, your elaborate escape plan in a moment here.
Yeah.
But you two, Omar and Kevin, what is going on where you say if you come home and you see a police car in front of your house, you keep driving? What is that about? Because my instinct could be, my God, right?
No, you call and you say, what's happening?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, but my instinct would be, I want to find out what's going on at my house. What's the problem here? I would stop immediately and talk to the police
officer. But that's because you don't think the problem is you.
Exactly.
Because the problem isn't you.
We've always been involved in, like, shady things. We don't know. There's a list of things that it could be.
You just walk the line, and I haven't really... I'm not a terrible person, but I do like to have a little fun, and I occasionally have an adult beverage.
Right.
Not often. But every time I see a police car, I do think, what did I do? And I start going back through the Rolodex. deck. Same and here. I've got parks, and I've got trees to hide behind. I've got a whole escape room.
So
the other day we were talking after the meeting, and Omar started to tell us about his escape route.
Oh, yeah.
From work that involved the sewer.
Yeah. This is about 10 years ago. I was involved in a lot of shady business. Okay? Drugs.
And, wow. Could you be more vague?
And it was one of these things where...
Does anybody have any drugs? I'm looking to score some drugs.
It got a little out of control, and I got a little greedy and started dealing with people I didn't know.
Ah.
You should be watching Breaking Bad, man. That'll break you of all those habits.
You had more of a reason
to... Yeah, exactly. So it only went on for a couple of months, but I used to work graveyard at Denny's.
Okay.
And I thought, man, if the cops ever showed up, they would show up here. You know, at work, and I had this elaborate escape plan. I used to intentionally work the back section of the restaurant because there was a fire escape.
Are you kidding?
No. Okay. So, and then that
every shift he would get this.
That was my station. And nobody else wanted a station because all the college kids would want to go sit in the back. I didn't care. Because it was right by the exit.
We're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 if you had or have an escape plan, because Bean can't get his head around the fact that
I don't understand this at all.
Okay, so Omar, you're in the back on
purpose. And I knew if the PD, LAPD, would come in, I would park. There was an auto zone right next to it. I would park my car right next to the auto zone. So I would be out and in my car within like 5 seconds.
You are killing me.
Did you time it?
Yeah, totally. And I was driving a 1987 old hoopty Honda, so I knew I wasn't going to go on a high-speed chase because they would totally catch me.
It would be OJ. It would be the low-speed chase.
That's exactly what it would be. But there was a freeway overpass like half a block from the restaurant. So there was a place where I could ditch my car, and there was a big enough opening to get into the sewer. That would be sewer time for me.
No.
I would ditch my car right.
He was
exactly.
Serious. He was serious.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Did you do this every time cops came just to eat?
That's what I was asking.
Well, I was like, you know, I'd always like stand by the door and see what was happening, and then they would sit down, and I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. They're not here for me.
They're not showing pictures
around.
Yeah,
but I mean, if the ass ever hit the fan, it was sewer time.
Wow.
Again, we're taking your calls with your escape plans here on the Kevin and Bean Show today at 1-800-520-1067. That's our toll-free number. So what was the long-term plan once you ditch your car and now you're in a sewer 2 miles from work? What
that
do you
was
do
my
then?
Question. Nope. Are you just going to live there forever?
No, there was no plan, dude. I was just going to go. It was going to be me and the sewer people, and I would have probably called, you know, a buddy to pick me up or something, you know, something, but I had no real plan. But now I think, you know how some sewers lead to nowhere?
Yeah.
How funny would it be if I went down the sewer and I was just stuck down there, you know?
That would be awesome.
I didn't think, you know, things through.
Did you ever try to see how it would be going down there?
No.
You never tested it?
No. It was way scary.
Getting back out would be really difficult.
Yeah, it was the event of an actual Omar emergency. You were going to go there, but otherwise, no.
100%.
Did you hide, did you have a care package of clothes and food and things like that somewhere that you could pick up if you couldn't go back to your house?
No, dude, I was on so many drugs. I didn't think that far ahead.
Not even in your trunk or anything?
No,
you can't
dude.
Live down there among the sewer people without any supplies.
I wish I would have thought of that. I thought I was going to run into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and hang with them and eat some pizza.
All right, let's take Jeff. Let's do one before the break at 1-800-520-1067. Jeff is on line one. He is going to share with us his escape plan. Apparently, he has also thought this through. He's one of Omar's people. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
So, in case you have to get away from the police, what do you do?
I have an entrance in my closet that goes down to a crawl space underneath the house.
Sweet.
That no one knows about, and it's kind of hidden.
Was it there when you got there, or did you build it?
It wasn't there. There was a big one, and I moved it to a different side of the house where you wouldn't normally look.
You did that on purpose.
And then took carpet remnants, put it over it, and then glued the carpet to it so that if I lifted it up, it would come up with it, and then when I went under, it would close and it wouldn't look like anyone was under it.
Why?
So your plan is in my own house now.
Yeah. When the police arrive and you see them out in the driveway, you just hide yourself in the crawl space and you just stay in there until they leave. That's the reason you have the crawl space.
Well, it's there just in case something happens. I mean, that's not the plan. It's not.
That's the plan.
You know, that's not something I want to happen, but I mean, if something does happen, I have an escape route or a hiding place.
It's nothing that
Omar North Tower
wanted either, but he had a plan.
And by the way, not to defend Jeff, because I'm sure he's crazy and involved in a lot of illegal stuff like you guys, but who knows? Somebody breaks into his house to rob it. That's not a bad thing to have as a place to hide.
Yeah, he crawls underneath and his wife's fighting off the robber.
No, I'm just saying it's nice to have a place to hide. I can understand that. But is there anything you should or zombie apocalypse? Is there anything you are currently worried about that the police might be visiting you at home about?
Currently, no. You know, I used to be a bad kid.
See, but you never lose that mindset.
No,
that mindset of when I see a cop, I go, "Oh no, what did I do?"
Because also. Sometimes, like, without thinking, I'll do something kind of illegal-ish.
Right, you know, that's my thing.
Exactly. It's, like, illegal-ish. It's like
gray.
Borderline. Exactly.
It's great.
You know, but the cops could come down and, you know, investigate you. You know, I always have that behind my head.
And by the way, it's not just me. We had one time, thank you for the call, Jeff. One time, the police, it was a Sunday morning, and the police had their guns drawn and were coming up the sides of our house.
Oh, that's
dude.
Right. That's right.
And immediately my wife turned to me and said, "What did you do?" And I had already asked myself that. And it was our fax machine was dialing 911 or something because it was raining. But so nothing had happened. But I was going through everything in the last, you know, couple of months.
Yeah, it's not fun.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. If you're our people and you've got your escape route planned, give us a call.
The world's worst national anthem. I think that's accurate, by the way. If you haven't heard it yet, stick around. She's 11, and I still want to kick her in the teeth. Ralph's got the showbiz beat also on the way on the
Maybe
Kevin
you
Beach
need
show.
An escape route.
And usually kids aren't fair game, but in this case, she deserves it. Yes, we're talking about escape routes today. We found out that our man Kevin and Omar, who works here on the Kevin Beach Show, both have a plan in the event the police show up. They have a place to hide or a route to get out. You have a whole route to get out of your neighborhood, too,
right? Whole neighborhood, yeah.
Like, you know exactly whether you're driving or walking. You know which direction you're going.
There's some fields that I know that are great that have trees. There's no way they could find. First, awesome. The house across the street, they got bushes for days. Nice. And I'm good there for a full 24 hours.
All right. Let's take Mark. He's on line two. And please, you call us at 1-800-520-1067. If you have your escape plan, you know where you're going when the S goes down, as Omar so eloquently put it. Mark, welcome to the Kevin Beach Show. Thank you for holding on. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, you guys? How you guys doing today?
Yeah, this guy's got an escape plan, I guarantee you. All right, tell us about your escape plan.
Okay, so I work in this trucking company called IWI, and where I work, there's a basement that leads down, and then, like, if you keep going down that basement, it goes up into the street.
Oh,
and
okay.
And from there, I could just go, like, a little bit more down where my friend lives, pick up some stuff that I have left there, and just...
Hey, Mark, can I save you some time?
Yeah.
You're not going to get away.
You're doubting Mark's well-thought-out plan?
I'm just saying, Mark's not going
to go pick up some stuff.
He's not going to
left there.
He's not going anywhere.
But I do love
He's going to be surrounded before he thinks, hey, I need to hit the road.
He'll already be in handcuffs before he realizes the police have run. But, Mark, let me ask you this. I want to make sure I understand what you're saying, because this sounds cool. This basement deal that comes out down the street. So you have a way to leave your building without going through the floor level out in and out the building, right? So people can't even see you if they're sitting out front, right?
Right, yeah.
That's awesome. That's a pretty... Kevin, you should get those guys who build those tunnels into Mexico move drugs. You should get those guys to build you a tunnel under your house.
That's a long-ass tunnel,
yes.
though. All the way to Mexico?
No, it doesn't have to go to Mexico.
It'll take three lifetimes. To Vegas,
you,
good idea, Mark.
Yeah, to Vegas is the best idea. All right, let's go to Oscar now. Oscar is on line five. He is a police officer, so let's see what kind of thought he has given this. Hi, Oscar. Welcome.
How's it going, guys? Hey, Lisa, mate.
Hi there.
Oscar, you're a cop now?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm a police officer.
All right. And you have an escape plan. Why?
Well, I've arrested some people that probably don't like me, and they move large quantities of narcotics.
Oh, I see. So it's your own safety.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So I've got weapons stashed all over the house. I've got an AK in one bathroom. I've got several guns in the kitchen. Got a bullwhip in the living room.
Bullwhip? Whoa. A bullwhip.
Well, that's, you know, just in case I got a good day, too.
But, I mean,
by the way, the description of your apartment sounds exactly like the Aurora, Colorado shooter at this point. You know that, right?
Yeah, I've heard that. But if you talk to a bunch of other officers, that's how our houses sound like.
Really, just all of you that do the super dangerous work, you have to be ready at all times for retaliation.
Yeah.
But the bullwhip, that's not going to do much good for you. I'm worried about
Unless
that.
You're on the other end of that, Kevin. You don't want to be hit with a bullwhip. I saw the Indiana Jones movies. Come on.
Are you good with a bullwhip, Oscar?
Decent.
Okay.
All right. Have you gone beyond the walls of your own home? Do you have an escape plan, a way to get out of the neighborhood?
Yes. Yeah, I got a little hatch I can crawl out of my room to get to my pickup truck, which actually has a switch to turn off the lights if I got to drive away from somebody. And I got a set of NVGs in there, so I can drive in the dark. Well, you know, if I can get far enough away, they don't see brake lights, they don't see headlights.
Wow.
Nice.
That's awesome. Omar, you should take a tip from the office.
I need to get
the thing
yeah.
that turns off the lights that's and the cool. taillights. And that's very cool. What's an MBG you mentioned? What's that stand for?
NVG.
Is that night vision?
For a while. Yeah, they're night vision goggles.
Night vision, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, officer. It sounds like you got it going on, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
All right. Talk to you later. I'm afraid I'm going to hear Oscar's name in the news.
All right. Let's do Jay, who apparently not only has an escape route, you guys, but he has used his. This isn't just theoretical. This one so has worked
on you,
for him.
I know. He actually used it.
Omar's just eyeing the sewer.
I know.
Hey, Jay.
Hello.
You got the cops came and you ran?
Yeah, I had a warm time. I was asleep in my bed, comfortable, and started hearing the pounding on the door. Didn't bother the check, but I'm pretty sure it was the cops the way they're pounding. So I dove out my bedroom window, ran to my backyard, hopped my back wall, and hit my neighbor's gate. And I was hiding in my neighbor's garage till they left.
Doesn't sound like much of a plan, but it worked.
And then what did you do? Did you just never go back to your house again?
Well, yeah. I mean, I waited a few hours, and I walked around the block, and I had seen they were gone. So I tested out. I called home, and my brother said they had left already.
Was the girl happy? Was the girl happy?
What girl?
I thought you said there was a girl in your bed, no?
No, I was asleep in my bed.
Oh, asleep in your bed. Okay. All right. I got you.
I dove out the window.
So you jumped out the window.
It wasn't a planned escape, but that was my only exit.
All right. So that was good. That was quick thinking.
So they still
whatever
after you?
Yeah, whatever happened with that warrant? What happened next?
Well, about a month later, they caught me in the streets.
Nice work. Good work, Jay.
Another success from the Kevin Amin family. Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday Kevin Amin Show. How are you, my friend?
Not good.
Why?
What's going on? What's the problem here, Ralph?
I just found out some bad news.
Uh-oh.
Norman Alden is gone.
Oh, no. Not whoever you just said.
Norman Alden, classic character
he
actor.
He was amazing.
He
I
was
think.
Amazing and a ton of stuff.
He was in all those
long
shows.
Career, long career, long list of, no, of amazing no. achievements in show
Mm-mm.
business.
Mm-mm.
Most
no.
importantly, probably,
no.
was
no.
that he was the voice
no.
of Aquaman
no.
in the Super
no.
Friends.
Hell no! No!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
I refuse. No!
Nah.
No!
He passed away. He's gone.
Voice yeah. of
Aquaman. People love him.
Norman Alden will be missed. He was the voice of Aquaman in Super Friends.
Yep, heard you.
He was great on that show.
All right. Good?
I don't know. We better go. Let's go, Superman.
Well, now they need you.
They're still making Super Friends cartoons. They would need me, but sadly they're not, and they don't. All right, let's talk about show business news. Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson, they're split up. It's getting ugly, people. Pick a side. Are you Team Stu or Team Pats?
Can I be team neither?
I don't think that's an option. You have to pick a side.
I think you have to be team R. Pats in this case. He didn't do anything, right? He
that's
was
right.
the victim here.
He was the victim. Of course, what do you expect when you get involved with Kristen Stewart? That's all I'm saying. Keep to your own kind, vampire. That's what I say.
She's a vampire now, Ralph.
No, that's true.
Sorry.
They are splitting up because she had an affair with the director of Snow White and the Huntsman. They're splitting up their personal belongings, but now they're having a hotly contested custody battle over their dog, Bear. Apparently, the couple found Bear together at a shelter in New Orleans, and now who gets the custody of Bear now that they're splitting up their belongings?
Well, I'll tell you, there aren't any other dogs. So
I'm willing to bet, though, that there are people who have stayed together because they can't decide who gets the dog if they break up.
Those people should be murdered.
I think it's a very contentious point. I don't think murder is necessary.
No, in this case, it is. Absolutely is. If that's the case, if that's what they've done, then they should be murdered.
My suggestion is there are other pets to be adopted.
I'd still rather kill those people.
They're not interchangeable, Kevin.
No, but
get a new dog.
There's always one person who takes care of the dog more than the other.
Right.
And everybody knows who that
then
is.
Then go take care
and
of another dog.
That person gets a dog and someone else gets another dog.
There.
Done.
Judge Lisa.
Pet Judge Lisa. Come to judge. Me. I'll figure it out.
Pet Judge. Shut your mouth, because you know what's going to happen? That's going to exist. That's going to become a show.
I could do that. I'd be great.
Judge Lisa.
Lisa May is going to leave the show and go into a wildly successful syndicated television career as Pet Judge Lisa.
I will make millions.
Yes,
I want you to answer my question.
Be the Judge Judy of the pet world with her gavel.
Shut up. You have questions.
Stop talking about this because it's going to happen.
That's
if you have questions about
pets. It
doesn't
make sense.
In your house or in your neighborhood, call now. Lisa is the pet judge.
Not interested, sir.
Stop putting that out in the world because it's going to happen.
Idea.
It's going to happen tomorrow morning.
I want to do this.
Our new segment.
I don't know what that means.
Pet Judge Lisa.
Yeah. That's right.
Call in with your pet disputes.
That's right.
And Lisa.
She can rule.
Lisa will give you the wisdom of pet judge.
What should I do? The neighbor's dog is pooping in my yard.
Okay.
Pet
Here's
judge
what
Lisa.
You do. Here's what you do.
I'd like to hear Lisa.
Get yourself a soda stream. And then just pour seltzer all over the dog.
Take a picture on your AT&T phone.
That's right.
And send it to me.
I'd like to hear
all
Lisa's answer.
All product placement all the time on Pet Judge Lisa.
I'd like to hear Lisa's answer and then Ralph's answer. I'd like to get a balanced view of
just
things.
Record this. You listening? You got some tape running?
Uh-huh.
Go kill yourself.
All right,
there you go. You can just play that every time you need something from me during Pet Judge Lisa. No, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. She's going to leave, and she's going to get a TV career, and then I have to kill myself, because then everyone will have left this show except for me.
And then we're going to try and book her, and she won't come on the show.
That's right.
Too busy.
But Ralph, maybe you can play the part of Rusty the Bailiff on Lisa Pet Judge.
No, there will be a golden retriever named Rusty who will be her bailiff. He'll wear a little badge and a little tie.
You can do the interviews with him. You can be Harvey Lovett.
I can hang out in the hallway outside.
Are you happy
Rusty,
with,
what do you think?
Are you happy with Pet Judge Lisa's ruling?
So how do you feel about the fact that she said you need to build a higher fence? We just burned all my time talking about Pet Judge Lisa, but I think it was worth it. So tune in tomorrow for Pet Judge Lisa. Maybe Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart can stop by with Bear, and Lisa can
that's a good idea.
Can suss them out. So good stuff. Today's celebrity birthdays: Rico Rodriguez plays Manny on Modern Family. The show's back in production now that all their contract disputes have been ironed out. He's 14 years old today.
People love him.
People do love him. He's adorable. Avenged Sevenfold singer M. Shadows is 31. B.J. Novak of The Office is 33. Coldplay drummer Will Champion turns 34 years old today. R.E.M. drummer Bill Berry is 54 years old. Dean Cain, former Superman, is 46. I think he also played Scott Peterson in that movie. And he looks just like him, too. It's weird. Mm-hmm.
And I think he might have killed a lady, too.
I'm pretty sure he didn't kill
I don't know. It looked pretty realistic to me.
The only thing he ever killed was Kevin's pitch. he crushed it and sent it flying over the walls. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is 47 years old today. Fatboy Slim turns 49. Wesley Snipes is 50. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Who is Justin Bieber angering now?
Dax Shepard, very talented actor, filmmaker. He's one of the stars of Parenthood, don't you know? Love him so much. He, like me, fell in love with Justin Bieber when he saw his documentary film Never Say Never a couple of years ago. Just thought, this kid has got it all. He is charismatic. He is talented. I'm a huge fan. Dax Shepard says that he turned into a little girl when he saw that movie. He enjoyed it so much. Well, fast forward to July of 2012 when Justin Bieber moves in behind him. And now his life is a living hell. And now it's nonstop parties, nonstop paparazzi. Is this Justin Bieber on the phone? We've got the Biebs right now.
Why are the questions, eh?
I just asked if we had you.
Bro, your questions are out of control, eh?
just asking if we had you on the phone. I just want to make sure you were there, Justin. That's all. Can you turn down the music so that we can talk to you about
the
playing the music?
Too loud. You're too old, eh?
But
party at the Bieber Mansion.
But for a phone conversation, it kind of has to be turned.
Party at the Bieber Manor,
down a little.
I think what Dax and his beautiful fiancée, Kristen Bell, are complaining about is the music goes all the time. They just say it's just all music all the time, plus the paparazzi out front just makes it a living hell to be near you.
My life is music, eh?
Right.
I'm constantly inspired by music, so I have to have it around me all the time, eh?
But there are a lot of musicians whose life is music. They don't have to blast it to their neighbors.
Hey, look at me. I'm doing the Maple Leaf.
Is that a dance?
Yeah.
Oh, the Maple Leaf.
Yeah. Well, you want to see my Maple Leaf sap?
No.
No, not even a little bit.
Okay.
Look, here's the thing, Justin, and I'm this is Bean speaking, and I'm a fan of yours, but you're sort of turning into an a-hole. You're screaming at people on flights. You're cursing up a storm in first class, which is getting you in trouble. And now you're making it miserable for the neighbors. You gotta be respectful of other people.
Listen, I don't care what Jack Shepherd and Catherine Bell have to say, okay? Because first of all, he never should have left that island. He left Hurley behind, and I think he gets what he deserves.
You're not thinking at all.
And Jag hasn't been on the air for years, so why is Catherine Bell still talking about stuff?
Okay, it's Kristen Bell and Dax Shepherd. Completely different people, but it doesn't matter who they are. The point is they're your next-door neighbors, and you can't be making a giant rap.
They say living next to you is like living in Lebanon now.
Oh, that's good, eh?
No, it's not.
Get that really good bologna.
What?
Lebanon bologna. You ever had that?
I've not, no.
Oh, it's good. And they have good couscous.
Okay. Must be a Canadian thing. No, they're saying it's like living in a war zone. It's just, okay.
Oh, that's I don't know any war that sounds like this.
Wait a minute.
Dax from TMZ and Jessica Biel are at war?
No. Different people. You're just confused is what it is here. And by the way, that's a terrible song you're listening to, Justin.
Is that one of yours? My new track. It's going to be dropping on my next new album.
And what's it called?
The album or the track?
Either.
The track's called Suck It, Dax. And the album's called Unbelievable.
Okay.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9:36.
Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat one more time on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday. What you talking about?
What a do, nephew? In the words of Snoop Lion.
What a do?
Snoop Lion.
Come Snoop. On. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Lion, Lion.
Snoop D-O-double-G. How you doing, man?
No. I'm back on the block. What'd he do, nephew?
No, Snoop L-I-O-N.
He didn't change his name.
He sure did.
No, he didn't. He's been Snoop Dogg since he was a little dude.
Since he was a puppy?
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. He was in Jamaica, getting in touch with his inner Rastafarian.
Meaning buying drugs.
And apparently there's no drugs in Jamaica, first of all, fool. What do you think, they smoke dope in Jamaica?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, that's right.
All the time.
He was in a temple, a Rastafarian temple, and he met the high priest. And the high priest said, "What is your name?" And Snoop said in an interview, "I said Snoop Dogg." He looked me in the eyes and said, "No more. You are the light. You are the lion." From that moment on, it's like I had started to understand why I was there.
Hmm?
Snoop realized he had to become a reggae artist. Connected up with Diplo and Major Lazer, and they produced his new album, Reincarnated.
Snoop's been smoking a little too much.
What strain of weed do they have down there in Jamaica?
See how they come at black people?
So he has now been reincarnated, hence the title of the album, to Snoop Lion. And he's got his new single that he's released off that album called La La La. This is for real, people. Here is the newly reincarnated Snoop Lion.
Them a walk and a talk about this a one. Them a laugh and go on about that a one. Hey, what you want, you can't get it, get it. And the problem will get real dready, dready. Say, who feels it knows? And I suppose that you never know. Oh, you reap what you sow. Can't
plant
a corn when the bees won't
figure. No. Nice of Gwen Stefani to lend a hand there, singing backup for him. I'm kidding, it's not her, but
that's
Snoop singing reggae is what that is.
That's sure what that is.
It's not bad.
You know what's interesting
very
about
reggae.
This?
Yeah, it's
Ralph,
very reggae-ish.
Is a couple of years ago, Snoop Lion's good friend Willie Nelson also recorded an all-reggae album after a trip to Jamaica.
Stop it.
Yes.
Did he call himself Willie Lion?
He didn't, but all-reggae. I mean, a band in the country music did a reggae album. The strain must be so strong down there that you can do nothing else but sing reggae music.
He's Willie Puma. He went us. Where you going,
Snoop Dogg's in the house.
Hey, where you going? Hey, Birdbug, where you going? What are you doing? Doing a show here. What's that?
Omar the CD.
Give me Omar the CD?
Right now?
Usually do it at the end of the show, don't you?
He likes to edit it now.
All right, I'll see you later then.
Wow, we can't get
in a hurry.
We can't get Muggs to stop leaving the studio.
What's going on?
At all minutes. All minutes.
Where would we be without the Snoop Man?
Yeah. The Snoop Man.
What's the name of that, Ralph?
The album's called Reincarnated. The single's called La La La. La la la. Fred Willard has lost his second job since his lewd conduct arrest.
Hear that whole song at krock.com, by the way.
There you go.
Fred Willard.
Fred Willard was arrested in the Tiki, the adult movie theater in Hollywood, on July the 18th. Almost immediately, PBS dropped him as the narrator of their new series, Market Warriors. First of all, shame on CBS for having a new series called Market Warriors.
PBS.
I'm sorry, PBS, yeah.
Shame on anyone for having that.
For Market Warriors.
It's about flea markets.
Yeah, I know.
I would think you'd be into that, Ralph.
You know what? Enough.
Enough with the warriors.
I got the storage warriors. I got the auction warriors. I got a lot of warriors. I don't need the flea market warriors.
Neither does PBS, apparently, because...
Oh, they just fired him. They got a new narrator, and they fired Fred Willard. But ABC said, we're going to keep him as the host of Trust Us With Your Life, the improv comedy show where they take a celebrity's life and they reincarnate that.
Good for them.
And then they've just canceled the last two episodes of that because Fred Willard was the host. They've pulled those episodes and now we'll rerun Wipeout. Reruns of Wipeout instead of that show.
Where's the outrage
there?
That's
a lot of masturbation.
So, 72-year-old Fred Willard out of his second job.
Come on.
Due to the arrest. Which I admit is embarrassing, but hardly... a heinous crime against society.
Agreed.
Because
he's,
a man
he's
was
not
masturbating.
A danger to your family because he's on a sketch improv show on ABC, for God's sakes. What do they think is going to happen to people who watch Fred Willard on television
I
doing funny stuff?
I think they're afraid teenagers might start masturbating.
I think that's their
fear.
Well,
I don't want that.
You don't want that. You don't want young teenage boys discovering the evils of masturbation. Because
oh,
the sketch
excuse
comedian.
Me, Ricky.
Oh, no.
Ricky, I did see what you were doing.
Come on, Ricky.
It felt good, didn't it?
Nope.
It's all right. We all have feelings like this sometimes.
Even Fred Willard.
I'm just glad you're doing this in the privacy of your own room.
Fred.
When you're a little bit older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings and what causes them and how we can control these feelings.
Sounds like a nice lady.
I'm sorry I intruded on your privacy. I'll be sure to knock next time, okay?
How about a little less talking, Mom?
And a little less just... get the hell out of the room.
Yeah, open the door, see what's going on, close the door, and leave.
That's bullshit.
She just wants Ricky to know she's...
Right, but
she's
going
to have a conversation with him a few years from now about what he's doing right now.
Tell me that a few years from now.
When you're older, we'll sit down and talk about what you're doing today.
Right.
Because I'm the kind of parent who just likes to let things simmer for a while before I really address them.
And what a boner killer, too, Mom. Seriously.
You must feel bad having only two boobs.
I'm going to say because she had a good sense of humor, that went over all right.
Well, because she was able to absorb the creepy.
Agreed.
I'm just saying the creepy was laid down. The gauntlet of creepy was dropped at her feet, and she was able to pick it up.
You're referring to
creepy alert, creepy alert, creepy alert, creepy alert.
Jessica Biel conversation earlier?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
It's not creepy to bring up something that's widely known as a feature of the Total Recall movies. Everybody knows there's a chick with three boobs
in there.
It is
when you address her boobs in that same conversation.
She handled it well.
She did. She
took
care
of it. Got away with it.
That's right. She made him look good.
I didn't think it was creepy at all.
Of course
you didn't. Did you think it was creepy to bring that up, Lisa?
That's a little creepy.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Pet Judge.
Can't hear you, Pet Judge.
Pet Judge says, yes, it was a little creepy.
By the way, tomorrow, Pet Judge Lisa,
woo!
Debut.
Then you'll be able to hear me. Mm-hmm. I will not shut up.
Oh, someone give her a gavel.
That's all I care about.
Let's scratch it.
I've never seen Lisa so excited about anything, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Than she has about Pet
it's
Judge
my passion.
Lisa. She threw
you know
her arms
that.
Up. She was doing laps around
dancing.
The studio. She's looking so
super
forward
happy.
To it.
So you've got all the answers as to what's acceptable for pets and what's
yes.
not. Then.
Okay.
In this courtroom. Yes. People with pet problems come for justice.
To a crazy lady.
To a crazy pet parent that knows their problems as only she can. She's sad, lonely Pet Judge Lisa.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Oh, it is. This is going to be great.
This is going to be great.
You know what else is going to be great? The Ricky Martin TV special.
Woo. Is he alive?
Yes, he's on Broadway.
He is.
He is in Evita, currently on Broadway, and it's just been announced that
Universal Television, which owns NBC, which is probably where these shows will air, has signed Ricky Martin to a series of TV specials.
All right.
So the return of Ricky Martin, his career is bouncing back. It's been a long time since Livin' La Vida Loca. Yeah. And She Bangs, or She Bops, or whatever she did.
She bopped.
Did she bop? I think she bopped. I thought she banged.
I think she banged.
I think Cyndi Lauper had She Bopped.
All right, yeah. He took a few years off to raise a kid, though, right? That's what the deal was with him, right?
Two, I think. I think he and his partner have two kids, if I'm not mistaken.
But he also was releasing music, I think, in Hispanic.
He was. He was doing Latin music and then also performing, as I mentioned, on Broadway. Did a lot of theater stuff.
So. Kevin's right. He was releasing music in Hispanic.
We're just going to let that
come
go.
Come on. Come on, man. That's pretty good for Kevin.
You knew what I meant.
You got the gist that time.
Come on, Dean.
Can we hear that story?
Give a brother a break.
Kevin in the showbiz beat that we played earlier, that moment of Kevin?
No, we don't have that. We can't find that. It's beer
I
bugs.
Think Bugs can probably find that by the end of the show here.
Well, if he sticks around long enough, we'll see. Maybe he'll leave the room again. We'll have to wait and see. And speaking of Jessica Biel, who we talked to earlier today, the wedding plans between Jessica and Justin were almost shelved. Apparently, it all was due to an interview that she read with Cameron Diaz, where Cameron revealed in a current interview that she'd always loved Justin Timberlake in so many ways, she said. Apparently, Jessica was a little disturbed by that revelation, and it caused a little bit of rift between the lovebirds.
Jessica has nothing
to worry about. No, she doesn't. But they worked it out, and keep an eye out for those save the dates, because apparently it all... It's full steam ahead, and the plans are back on. So the wedding is forthcoming. But there was a little bit of a hiccup there. I guess it's hard when you have a high-profile ex like Cameron Diaz still talking about your your man in the press. It must be a little creepy. So she was managed to work that out. She said it was creepy. Not as creepy as some dude who asked her about the three boob lady from Total
Recall. She already commented on that?
Yeah.
How dare you.
Oh, I'm up to date here. Trust me.
That was an hour ago.
It's the latest and the greatest right there. Yeah. Do we have that?
No,
no. Thank you so much.
No.
Try to buy you some time.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
TMZ had a story about back in 2005 that Katie Holmes was watching this happen. Like, some of the other kids were going through what they call SECT testing, S-E-T testing, and they would ask them questions. And the first question they asked them was, what has somebody told you not to tell?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I told you not to tell that story. Apparently.
Please try to formulate ideas clearly before you vocalize them.
Kevin, way back in 2012, by the way, when that story happened.
You knew I was hurting right there.
When you hear that,
shut up, Bean.
No, I'm serious.
Shut
this
up.
Is a serious question.
What I don't goes, need to hear this from you.
What goes? I'm asking. What goes through
what
your
do you
mind?
Think?
When you,
I hear. The
I
music.
Want to know.
What do you think?
No. I'm not talking about live. I'm talking about now.
I hear and that. Now. And that's what
no,
I hear.
No, I'm talking about now. When you hear the tape played back now, what goes through?
How
your mind?
How am I employed? Is what goes through my mind now.
All right, one more time. Just one more time.
Come on,
just one more time. I just want to hear one more time. Because I wasn't here when that one happened, so I just...
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
TMZ had a story about back in 2005 that Katie Holmes was watching this happen. Like, some of the other kids were going through what they call SECT testing, S-E-T testing, and they would ask them questions. And the first question they asked them, what has somebody told you not to tell?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I'm glad I'm back. I didn't know if I'd be. Really, I was like, I got to go back to work. It's been hard. I've been off doing this other thing. But now I'm really glad I'm back.
Well, glad to help.
It is Tuesday. It means new releases, CD, DVDs, and TV shows on DVD. If you're a Melrose Place fan, the seventh and final season of the original Melrose Place is finally on DVD. You can pick that up. Also, the Hatfields and McCoys. Very popular miniseries starring Kevin Costner and Bill Paxton about that legendary feud. That's available on DVD. LOL, which apparently was a real movie. It happened.
Nope.
Starring Miley Cyrus, Demi Moore, and Ashley Greene. Bean swears it was in theaters.
It was.
I do not recall that being
released. Did you see it in theaters?
Released.
I did not.
All right.
But I mean, it was a big story because of what a huge flop it was.
Okay.
Well, now it can flop on DVD. And new CDs today, God Forgives I Don't by Rick Ross, Candy Coated Fury by Real Big Fish, and Play Rock Music by Toadies, all available today. Today's celebrity birthdays, Rico Rodriguez from Modern Family is 14 years old. Avenged Sevenfold singer M. Shadows is BJ Novak of The Office fame. He's a writer, producer, as well as a performer on that show, 33 years old. Will Champion, drummer for Coldplay, 34 years old. The drummer for R.E.M., Bill Berry, celebrates his 54th birthday. Dean Cain, one-time Superman, 46 years old. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, 47. And Daniel Ash from Love and Rockets and Bauhaus is 55 years old today. Fatboy Slim, 49, and Wesley Snipes turns 50. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show, we're going to introduce you to a man who is in love with balloons.
Well,
and I mean in love like you love women, Ralph.
In love?
What? In love with balloons. Hmm. We also have Pet Judge Lisa.
Yeah!
That's all I care about.
Tomorrow. We have tickets for the world premiere of The Campaign. That's Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis. We have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. And we have UFC ring girl Ariane Celeste in, in our studios.
Nice. How many boobs does she have?
Two.
I'm sure you'll ask her.
And I would appreciate it if you would not ask her that. That's tomorrow morning on an all-new show.